We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Friday, December 6th. The 20th-ranked CU basketball team hits the road this afternoon for a big road trip to battle former Big 12 rival and second-ranked Kansas tomorrow afternoon at historic Allen Fieldhouse. The Buffs are unblemished this season and have recorded some impressive wins over Arizona State and Clemson during the non-conference slate. However, head coach Tad Boyle knows the Buffs have to be better versus the Jayhawks.
But look, we've taken care of business so far, and now it's an opportunity to play with a little bit of house money. Yeah. And we're going to go into Allen Fieldhouse, you know, with again, we respect everybody and we fear nobody. We can't go in there and play scared or play tentative. We have to go in there with confidence. And I love this team. I've loved them from day one. I still love them tonight. I loved them after Sac State. It's important that our players know, and I think they do. That's the one thing I like about our team is they're very aware. Hmm. They're very, especially the veterans, McKinley, Tyler, Deshaun, right. Evan. Right. Now, that next group of guys, we've got to get some guys that are, you know, shooters got to make shots. Defenders got to defend. We all got to take care of the ball. And that's where we cannot feel sorry for ourselves. And if our guys start to do that, guess what? That rotation is going to get shrunk.
Boyle frequently says regarding playing upper-level teams that the price of poker is going up, and Deshaun Schwartz and the rest of the Buffs are well aware of the competition getting better.
It sure is. I think that's when it gets more fun as well. Yeah. And I think this is what we've been preparing for since the summer, and we enjoy games like that. And we're excited to go out there and get this challenge. It's just an opportunity for us.
The Buffs have dropped their last 29 games versus KU and Lawrence, and ironically, the last CU victory at Allen Fieldhouse was on February 10th of 1983, when the Buffs topped the Jayhawks, and one of the starting guards for KU that day was none other than Tad Boyle. Our coverage on the Colorado Basketball Network begins tomorrow at 4:30 with the Buffs warm-up pregame show, followed by the tip-off at 5. The game can be heard in Denver on 850 KOA. The CU women's basketball team looks to stay unblemished this weekend. The 7-0 Buffaloes will square off with Xavier this afternoon in Cincinnati. They'll tip it off at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You can catch it on the Colorado Basketball Network. And it took just one day for Colorado Buffaloes track and field freshman Avery McMullen to ink her name in the record books after finishing as the highest collegiate competitor competitor in the pentathlon at the Mines Alumni Classic in Multi Thursday in Golden. McMullen started things off on the track with the fastest 60-meter hurdle race ever run by a CU pentathlon athlete in 8.68 seconds to take the overall lead from the start. She then went on to jump 1.63 meters to finish 7th in a high jump and fall behind the eventual leader, CU volunteer assistant coach Carly Paul. Competition continues today with the heptathlon, along with four hurdlers joining the fold at Mines. The throws crew will start action at the Air Force Holiday Open today to conclude track and field action until 2020. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Bus Daily.